Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
We're desperate for real self. We're desperate for real love, which comes from being a connected aspect of all that really is, right? Go back. That's what I'm saying. That's what Einstein is teaching. It's just this one unified field, this one source of electricity. It cannot be created or destroyed. That's why I say when somebody dies, it's pretty concrete. The body is dead in an ER. They don't do something to add to the physical body. They try to take electricity and see if they can take electric panels to signal an electric current coming back into a body. And when that electricity comes back on, we go, she's alive. She's in the room. Wait, hang on. If she's physical, why did you tell me 35 seconds ago she wasn't here anymore? Oh, she's not the body. She's the current inside the body. So now I can light that current on and we're like, whoa, here I am. It's like, so who are you? You're part of this source of all electricity, right? You're either moving, that electricity is moving through this physical form or it's not. And when it's not, we say that person's not here anymore because you're not this body. You're not your age. You're that electrical current. That's why Dr. Edith Eger is writing New York Times bestsellers at 95.
Yeah.
Because the electricity's there. She's still here. She's got work to do as that version of this beauty and light. So yeah, when you spend all day trying to get an A+, it's going to be rough. So really what's up here is your intuition, your soul is so smart that it's calling you out. And it's saying, why is there still so much ego here for you? Why does your ego think it's got to do so much? It's not never going to do that. The Dalai Lama could care less what you call him because he's just trying to channel this oneness, right? When I met Joe Dispenza, we had breakfast together. First thing he said to me, I go, Joe, come on. You got to know, like, you are doing such good. And, I'm just here as a witness. And he said to me, the first words he ever said to me personally, he goes, I'm just a little boy in love with God. I said, I know, me too. And every time you're at his program, and this is what every great healer will say, he's like, it's you. It's you moving into this oneness. And he says, and when you leave here and you get scared, I'll meet you in love. I'll be there because we're all hanging out there, right? It's not me. He's like, you're in love with God. You want to go home. You want the oneness. You want to be connected. You want to drop the story, drop the body, drop the ego. That's what every great tradition is really talking about. It all goes together, right? Because we get what we are. That's literally the science, right? Two tuning forks will actually mirror each other. Okay. The resonance of one note makes the other one play that note. It's just literally how it works. So if we are separate from this feeling of abundance, we don't identify with being abundant. So that's not who we are. We are operating from this place of like, I have all this stuff I have to prove, and what will people think of me, and the small me, really the me that's not with a capital M, little me, right? So the money would be a reflection of that too, because it's all about the current. It's all about currency. It's all about the movement. It's all about the greater, right? And you do get credit. That's the thing. You know, if God was the sun, we would each be a ray of that sun, right? So we, our soul, our energy, everything that's alive is an extension of this video game, right? There's nowhere God isn't that would make God limited, right? And yet I heard Oprah say it once. I went to a taping of Super Soul sessions, and she said that the book that changed her life was Gary Zukav's book, Seat of the Soul. And she said what she loved about it is there's this imagery where he says, it's like there's a mothership, and then we are each these little ships. And our job is to figure out how to point our ship in the direction so we can go home, right? We're all trying to get home. So we each have these little satellite ships. And so she said she realized that was her work, right? And that is where the soul gets the greatest sense of fulfillment. And you do, that is the self, right? Is like that part of you that actually turned towards, opens up, has a capacity to be just a vehicle for this mothership, for this greater, right? And then it's amazing. It's incredible what human beings can create when they just lay down this in exchange for being a vessel for so much creativity, so much compassion, so much spontaneity, so much love, so much, right? And it's effortless. And then you don't care about being visible. That's not even a thing, because right. It's like you're trying to just be available for as much of this light as like can possibly flow through you, which is really about something else being visible, something, the truth, the love of all loves being visible, right? So it's easy to make space for that. And then we get a tremendous amount of satisfaction in that. We get a tremendous amount of, you know, if God had a refrigerator, that's where our picture goes right up on the door. You know what I mean? So it's not like you make it that there's nothing to your soul. Like there really is. Like each one comes in with a different imprint. Just like everything in this beautiful, you know, field of flowers, like everything has its own unique purpose, its own unique way of allowing the design of the infinite to come through, and it does its job. It's beautiful when it just does its job. It just lays down its story and it just does its job. And we just stand there and we walk through the redwoods and we're all just like, we whisper because we're like, look at them just doing their job. And it's so beautiful. Right. And it's so beautiful, but it doesn't mean like, oh, well, you're the same as like this little cluster of mushrooms over here. No, they're not. They're different. They're different. And yet powered by the same force, you know, allowing for it just to come through in different ways. And you have a whole lot that you came here to do, and you're just so ready to do it. And so that's it. How does it feel when you just reorient to this whole matrix, just totally differently? It's like, can you be visible now? Can you be fully visible? And where will you meet people in that place? Who will you be calling forward? The ego and other people? Will you be interested in being sticky with them? Or you will call forward this, the real space, the real truth, the real soul and other people. And you'll speak to that and you'll allow it to be what it is. And that's it.
Yeah.
And you'll let other people have their experience as they need to have it, but it's not your job. Your job is to be a vehicle for that light to be in. And it's so fun. That's the thing. It's like, as soon as you spend a day in this place, and it's like, woo, it feels different, but so good and so liberating. The amount of opportunities, the amount of momentum, the amount of cool shit that's kind of come into your life, you're going to be so busy smiling like that, that you're just not even going to care anymore about this other addiction of this habit. You're going to be like, well, that clearly isn't serving me because look how busy I am with this. And it's so fun. I don't know where it's headed. And it's calling me forward and it's pulling me into things that are scaring me, but in the best way. Like, you know, when you're scared because it's scary, because it's a dark alley and there's a noise, and you know, when it's scary, because it's just like, it's exactly where I'm supposed to be. Yeah. We're going to let everybody have their experience. Just let them have it. There they go. Let's let them. Let's release them to having their own perception. You cannot perceive for them. No matter what you do, you can't perceive for them, but you can stand in resonance. And when you stand in resonance, you stop meeting people in a patronizing way where you talk to their ego, and you meet people from a level where their soul can actually stand to possibly hear you. Mm. We stop insulting people's intelligence, and we speak to people on the level that they're actually built for. And then they rise, and some of them move forward and they go, what the fuck was that? That's it. Like, that's speaking to me. She's not sticky. She's not standing here trying to prove herself. I can feel it. She's coming from such a different place, and they will hear you.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.